Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Again, every day is an opportunity, and every day we're thankful that we're given another opportunity to actually make our lives better and make the lives of other people better. And why do we hope that, and why do we work for that? Because we're all here for a reason. And that reason is, of course, to, one, help our fellow men, and actually also to grow ourselves. And the only way that we can do that is by programming ourselves and getting ourselves ready for success, for ways in which we can improve ourselves, and then in turn we can help our fellow man. But of course, it's a beautiful thing if you can do both at the same time. Today's show is about just about something like that. What we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, is programming for success. Doing the things that are going to help you and I to, of course, better ourselves and, of course, then in turn be able to better help our fellow man. You guys constantly hear me talk about individuals like Zig Ziglar and, you know, Brian Tracy and all of these other motivational speakers like Jim Rohn, all of these gentlemen that have, and ladies, because there's ladies out there too, like Gail Cohen, who have stepped forward and who are not only, again, talking the talk, but they're also walking the walk. These people are showing us by giving us the information that each and every one of us needs so that we can actually move ourselves to the next level, so that we can progress as human beings, so that we can make ourselves better. And, of course, in turn, by making ourselves better, we'll make the world around us better, not only our children and the people that we're directly connected to, but other people. Why is that? Because everything that you do is seen. Nothing really happens in a vacuum. Even when you think nobody's noticing, there's always somebody noticing. You know, I was talking with my younger daughter the other day, and she was basically bringing some things to my attention that she didn't like, didn't appreciate, things along that nature. Not that anybody had done anything wrong to her, just some observations that she had made. Well, as she talked to me and told me all of the things that were upsetting her, and I let her go through the whole entire list of different things that were upsetting her, you know, I said, well, you know, I want you to think of one thing. I want you to keep this in mind. It's really not one thing. It's a series of things. But to keep it in mind and remember that everything that I'm about to say to you is important. Now, it's up to you. It's your choice whether you're going to take that information in or not. But if you listen to what I have to say, because of my background, because of my experience, and because of the past success that I've already shown you or that you've already seen me accomplish, then this is one thing that may be able to serve you very well as you move on into your life and long after daddy's gone. And again, please don't take this wrong. I don't mean this as a disrespectful turn. I'm nobody's father on the call or any of that stuff or on the show right now. But this is just general information, and good information is good information. Well, anyway, what I was telling my daughter was I was telling her, explaining to her that everybody that she's going to run into and everybody around her is always going to have problems, and they're going to always have issues. I also explained to her that 90% of those people, and maybe a higher percentage than that, are all going to come with 1,000 problems. But very few of them are going to come with any type of solution, any kind of way of fixing the thing that's upsetting them, any kind of way of coming up with a better way of doing it or another way of doing it. I also explained to her that many people will constantly tell you, well, that's the way we do it. That doesn't mean it's right. That just means that that's the way that they've continued to do it. And the fact that they're not willing to look at other ways to do it already shows that they have a problem. But for her, what I want her to understand, and anybody out there, not just my own daughter, is that if you're a person that comes with solutions, you're already putting yourself way ahead of the crowd because the crowd just wants to complain. The crowd loves to complain. However, those people that are able to come up with solutions, and not one, not two, not three, but in most cases, five or six solutions to a particular problem, one, they're showing the fact that they had the forethought to actually look at the problem and to try to figure out ways to fix it. Two, they're not complaining about it. They're bringing things to the solution. And three, they're now showing that person that may already be in a leadership position that they're a thinker, that they're somebody that cares, that they're somebody that's willing to take it to the next step, that they're somebody that's willing to do more than what they're paid for and also to learn and to develop themselves. So basically, in short, what I told my daughter was, I said, listen, in life, what you want to be is you don't want to be part of the problem, you want to be part of the solution. And how you become part of the solution is by giving people information that will fix the problem, things that will help them see you as somebody that's going to contribute to the plus and not just be another person that's part of the minus. So before we even really get into the show, I just wanted to share that with everybody because I thought that that was really critical. And she appreciated it, of course. You know, a young girl, 20 years old, the last thing she wants to hear is daddy talking about the how to run her life. Well, I wasn't really trying to, but I wanted to at least share that with her. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. As we go through life, please understand that each and every one of us are here but for a fraction of a moment in time. If you're going to do something, do it. Don't talk about it. Don't dream about it. Don't ponder on it. If you decided that it's the thing that you need to do and it's the right thing to do, please go forth and do it. So, with that said, each and every one of us have programmed ourselves to run towards either our failure or run towards either our success. Most people are actually kind of standing in place. A lot of people are also running on the treadmill, as in they're putting in a lot of effort, but they're not getting anywhere. Well, for all of you that are at least running in a circle, at least you're running. You're moving in some type of way. Now, what you need to do is direct that energy into a particular path or a particular function or a particular area that's going to net you the goal that you want to net. You know, I forgot who the speaker was, but I was listening to one speaker. I think it was Brian Tracy. And Brian Tracy had said something about, you know, it's really interesting how most of us spend most of our lives looking for entertainment. Well, why are we looking for entertainment? The reason that we're looking for entertainment is because we're bored. It's because we're unfulfilled. It's because we're not happy doing the things that we're doing. So what we're doing is we're taking something that's the most precious thing on the planet, which is our time, and we're throwing it into entertainment. And that entertainment isn't serving us. That entertainment isn't growing us. That entertainment isn't getting us to the next level. And one of the main things that we do to what I call waste time, and most people call it entertainment, is we stare at the television. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you do know that when they put you in an institution, mental institution, one of the number one things that they do for people in a mental institution is they put them in front of a television. Now, they not only put them in front of a television, those people that are have mental problems, have problems dealing with the world around them, you know, cannot live on their own. Those same people, and don't take this offensive, but, you know, it's something to think about, are mostly watching the same exact programs that those of us that aren't supposedly mentally ill are watching. Okay? So, again, that's really something to think about. When you're looking at television, there's some person or a whole ton of people in some mental institution watching the same programs as you, and the institution sees that as therapy for those people that cannot cope with reality. So they get lost in that fantasy, which is on that television. I'm not knocking TV. I'm not knocking movies. I'm not knocking actors. I'm not knocking playwrights, none of that. I believe that it's a beautiful and wonderful bit of entertainment. My question is, can you truly afford to be entertained? Should you enjoy your life? Of course, 100% you should enjoy your life. However, in order for you to have a life, you have to have some kind of balance. Now, we're constantly teetering, so please understand that there is no perfect balance to anything. But let's look at it this way. How many hours did anybody listening to the sound of my voice today spend reading a book? How much time did any one of the people that I'm hearing my voice today spend any time working on something that was going to make them a better person? How many people listening to me right now did something that was going to strengthen them in an area that they were weak in, or strengthen them in an area in which they already have a basic understanding but could use a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more experience, a little bit more extra exercise in? How many people are sitting there right now with a Snoopy, and you know that it wouldn't have hurt you to have gotten up this morning and done some sit-ups, some push-ups, some leg lifts, you know, maybe taking a walk around the block or maybe a short run? How many of you are so busy entertaining yourself and so busy looking for distractions that you're basically killing yourself, and instead of extending your life, you're shortening your life? You'll go out to smoke a cigarette, but you won't go out to run. You'll break your neck to go out to the bar and drink, but you won't break your neck to get a glass of water and do something that's going to be healthy, or eat an apple or something that's going that your body can take in and actually use as a nutritional thing that it can use. How many of the people listening to me today got up this morning with a smile on the outside and a smile on the inside? How many people have already said 5 or 6 negative things? Oh, I hate that television. Oh, I hate that this thing here. Oh, I hate when somebody does that. First off, why are you hating anything? Okay? Why aren't you doing things that are going to help to bolster you? If you don't like a particular thing, then guess what? Don't do that thing. Don't go around that thing. But for you to hate something requires so much energy that it's almost unreal. And I understand that for most of us, it's a habit. We just have that habit. But that's a habit of negativity. That's a habit of not giving yourself the energy or the flow that you need to give yourself. Again, for your car to run, for your car to start, when you stick the key in your car ignition and you turn it, if the battery is a negative, will the car start? No, it won't. It needs that spark. It needs that jump so that it can start the spark inside your engine so that your car can move forward. That's what a battery is for. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of us we're in the same kind of mix. You need to get yourself an emotional and a spiritual and a motivated and a physical spark to get yourself forward, not another hallucinogen, not some more alcohol, not some more drugs, not another cigarette, not some other negative thing that's going to take more from you than give to you. Why does your body crave cigarettes and nicotine and things like that? Because that nicotine is replacing something else. So what happens? The body starts to depend on it. Now you need it. Now you need to smoke even more. Now you need to drink even more. Again, this isn't me preaching to anybody, but this is just talking about the way that we've programmed ourselves. Well, the same way that you've programmed yourself for the negativity, you can also program yourself for positivity. You can also set it up so that you're not having to go through or experience those particular things. Why? Because you've now put other things in their place. So, one, for every hour that you put into entertainment, how about putting an equal hour into something that's going to educate you? Every morning when you wake up and you've got an attitude, how about starting by being thankful and think of the things that you should be thankful for that you already have? Think of the things that you could be moving forward for that you're not moving forward to. Start thinking of all of the things that have happened in your life that have gotten you to where you are now. And firstly, being happy that you're just alive today. How about making up your mind to plan every day in advance? So tonight, plan tomorrow. And then tomorrow, and then the next night, plan the next day, and to the point to where you've got your entire week planned out. And then you're just going through the motions. And if you're not able to do something today, then that means you're going to have to work a little bit harder to get it done tomorrow. Because then what are you doing? You're making progress. You're starting to see the fruits of your labor come through, because you're actually putting a plan in and you're working that plan. Plus that now you're meeting actual goals instead of just going through life like a zombie, not knowing what you're going to do today or what you're going to do tomorrow. Stop also trying to make people change. Certain people are a certain way. You either need to decide if you're going to deal with them or you're not going to deal with them. Don't do stupid things that you already know aren't going to work. If a person doesn't eat broccoli and you put broccoli in front of their face, it doesn't matter that you cook that broccoli. They don't eat broccoli. Let's stop trying to set ourselves up to fail by trying to change other people into something that they don't want to be, or something that in some cases they can't be. Not everybody can be everything to everyone. Stop also looking for other people to be your light. Stop looking for other people to be your joy. Be your own light. Be your own joy. And then guess what? You're going to bring more light and more joy to not only yourself, but to everyone around you. Again, it is not anybody else's job to make you happy. It is your job to make you happy. It is your job to find what it is that you want out of life and then make it come to fruition. It is no one else's job. It is no one else's mission. And it's no one else's problem but yours. Again, every night, write down what it is that you want to do the next day. Get a list. Check it off as you go through it. And as you're checking off that list, try to then start adding other things to it or up the ante. Make it something that might have been easy this week or next week or easy today, and then up it to a little bit, something that's a little bit harder or a little bit more difficult as you grow, as you expand. You know, there's a saying that once a mind is truly stretched with knowledge, it never regains its original shape. Well, that means that now you have more room to pour more information into, and now you also have more information to give. The other thing, listen more than you talk. And when you're going to talk, have an idea what that thought is that it is that you want to get out, and get it out. Don't do the dramatic pause thing that so many people do, okay? Because we're all busy. We're all trying to move forward. And it's not that you're not trying to help. We know that you're trying to help. But the whole thing is that this isn't acting. This isn't a play. Say what you've got to say, and so we can do what we need to do, so we can make those changes. Again, next thing, use your time wisely. Use it on things that are important. And when I say things that are important, I mean things that are going to allow you to grow, allow you to live the lifestyle and in the manner in which you want to live, in order for you to be able to do the things that you want to do. A lot of us are making a lot of money, but we're broke. Why are we broke? We're broke because we've created lifestyles and unnecessary things that we're throwing what good money do we have into something bad. Also, pass this information down, pass these skills down, pass these habits down to your children. Why? Because then your children are going to what? They're going to win. They're going to gain a whole lot from the fact that you've already given them a lot of the right tools to help them to succeed. Now, can you make them succeed? Of course not. But if you give them all of the right ingredients, then guess what? They're starting off a little bit further ahead than other people. And I don't mean giving them the world. What I mean is giving them an understanding to be appreciative for the things that they have and to not be wasteful. And one, to use time to the mostly efficient way that they possibly can. What you really need to do, what I really need to do on a regular basis, is we have to replace the things that don't work with the things that do work. We need to replace the things that cause us and others headaches with the things that are going to cause us and others joy and happiness. But again, the first person, the first individual that you need to work on and I need to work on is myself and you. You need to work on you. Once you've got you in line, guess what? You can probably do miracles. You know, there was a thing that I read a while back, and it was talking about this priest. And on the priest's gravestone, he said that he tried to save the world, and it didn't work. So he tried to save his country. He tried to save his country, but it didn't work. So he tried to save his town. He tried to save his town, and it didn't work. So he tried to save his family. It didn't work with his family. So then he said, you know what, if I can't save my family, then maybe I can save myself. And then the weird thing was he realized that if he had worked on saving himself, he'd have been able, through his example and his experience, to save his family. If he'd have been able to save himself and then save his family, then he could have saved his church. Then he could have saved his town. Then he could have changed, saved his country. Then he could have saved the world. However, he didn't do that. It wasn't until very late in his life that he realized that the number one thing that he needed to concentrate on was himself. And by fixing himself, all of the other things would fall in place. There was an event that I went to probably about 2 years ago. And I went to the event, and it was about a father, and this is going to be quick. The father was really busy. He was trying to do something, and his son was distracting him. So he told his son, listen, I'm trying to watch this football game, a basketball game. Son, please let me watch this game. His son wanted him to play ball with him. He was like, well, Daddy, I only get to see you on the weekends, blah, 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 because you're always working, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so the father was like, well, listen, you know, I really want to watch this game, son. As soon as the game is over, I'll go ahead and play ball with you. So the son was like, come on, Daddy, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? So the father went and he picked up a piece of paper and he said, you know what, I'll make a deal with you. He ripped a page out of a magazine and he said, check this out. What I'm going to do, son, is you see this man? He said, if you can put this man together, by the time you put this man together and bring it back to me, you show me that you completed that one task, and I'll go out and play ball with you. So that he ripped the paper up into small little pieces, and then he gave the sheet of paper back to his son. All right, so him and his friends are now watching a football game, basketball game, and they're having a great time. Well, probably about 10, 15 minutes later, the son comes back. And when the son comes back, he comes back, and it was a picture of a man. And he shows his father the picture of the man put back together, every piece basically in place. The man is totally put back together, and the man must have ripped it into, I don't know, probably 50 to 80 pieces. The man looks at the paper, looks at his son, and he goes, oh, my God. He said, Johnny, you did this all by yourself? I don't know if that was the child's name, but he said, yes, Dad, I did it all by myself, so can we go play ball now? So the father looks at the son, and he goes, how did you do that? And, of course, now the father and his friends that were around him, they were all impressed. How did the boy do that? Well, the boy looks at his father and he goes, well, Daddy, if you turn it over, it's a picture of the world. He said, and when I put the world pieces back together, I put the man back together. That is so deep, and it applies to each and every one of us. If you'll put yourself back together, you'll also be putting the world back together, or vice versa. By putting the man back together, he was able to put the world back together. So, no matter how you look at it, it's a really deep metaphor, and it's a metaphor that all of us need to think about when we talk about programming ourselves for success and fixing the things around us and in us and with us that aren't quite the way that they need to be. We need to find three things that we want to work on that are important to us, and we need to start today. We need to work every day to create a better us, a better you. And as we do that, we'll slowly get there. But you want to find three things that you want to work on, all right, out of, let's say, 100 things. Pick the top three. Then out of that top three, out of the ones that come up with threes, then pick the top two out of those threes. Then after that, break it down to out of that 100, to now where you pick the top one things that you need to do to get yourself set and to get your goals and your dreams and all of those things in order to start moving forward to becoming the person that you want to be and also to having the success that you want to have. And as you do that, you'll get closer and closer to your success. You'll get closer and closer to your goals. You'll get closer and closer to your dreams. Stop wasting valuable time on things that aren't worth your time. Stop trying to change the world until you're ready to change and willing to change yourself. Start doing the things that you won't do today and start doing the things that you need to do. Because a lot of those things that we say we won't do are the things that we need to do in order that are positive, of course, in order to have a successful life. Success is determined by the power of your thinking. And if you think good things and do good things will happen to you. So get a good night rest tonight. Before you go to bed, plan out your tomorrow, and then plan your work and work your plan. Find that physical outlet that's going to give you regular exercise and create it and make it a routine. And then also use that law of three that I said. Think of 100 things that you want and what you need to do to get there. Then break that down into three. The number of the things from 1 to 3 isn't important. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then list everything that's a 3. Then everything that's a 2. Then everything that's a 1. And start working on your 1s so that you can get to your 2s. And you can get to your 3s. And you can get to your 4s. And you can find the success that you want. The other thing, stop entertaining yourself to death. E versus E. Entertainment versus education. You want to educate yourself more than you want to entertain yourself. And in the end, guess what? You'll have so much education, so much experience, and so many different things that you can do that you'll have all the time and the money and the resources that you need to have all of the education that you want. All right? To stop looking at, you know, oh my God, it's about to be Monday and hump Wednesday and oh, thank God, it's Friday. Because every day will be your Friday, your Saturday, and your Sunday. Work smart, not hard. Work on your dreams, work on your goals, and think about your whys each and every time that you get confronted with something that gets in your way. Is this thing that you're about to do going to give you what you need it to give you? And is the thing that you're about to do going to be a waste of your time, or is it going to be a credit to your time? Again, ladies and gentlemen, life is up to each and every one of us. And I'm not saying that life is easy, but I'm also not saying that life is hard. And I also know that if you continue to persist, you will get where you need to get. If you continue to persist on the right things, you will get all of the things that you want. However, if you continue to persist on the things that are wrong, it's going to continue to be the wrong thing for you to do. So let's take positive action. Let's take positive thought. Let's start thinking about the things that we want, and let's start working as if we can't fail, working so hard that you can't fail. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I hope that the show today was good for all of those that listened, and I want to thank you, as always, for listening to us, because guess what? If you're not listening, all I'm doing is talking to myself. And also, again, there's other shows out there that are great. I was on The Business Negotiators the other day. Great show. All right, I'm going to do a show with Dr. Ivan Meisner next Friday. Should be a great show. Next Thursday. I'm also going to be on The Business Negotiators show on Blog Talk again on Friday. Again, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the archive shows and please share them with anyone in which you help that you think they will help. Take care, be well, and have a great day. Take care.